I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sometimes you hear the phrase COVID-19, sometimes you hear coronavirus, but I know now why, Raven, they call it COVID-19.
Why is that? Besides the fact that it's the scientific name of the strain of the coronavirus that we're dealing with.
It's Anna and Raven. I actually think that's how many pounds I'm going to gain over the next few weeks while I'm being stuck in my house.
You might be better off than some others out there because I think it's a real serious thing.
All we do is eat. The COVID-19 right. Pound calorie count, that's what I call it. Every day, I like think about the amount of food I eat. Because when you come with the best intentions, because Raven and I still have to come to work.
Sure.
We still, you know, we have to do our job. But we come here and we start off normal, but then it just nosedives right after that. It's like Raven starts with an apple. Every day I start with an apple.
I start responsibly
yeah.
with an apple.
Right.
And then it's anything that's in my vicinity that I could suck in.
Yep. Here's what I ate. Just yesterday.
Give it to me.
A Fiber One bar, the 70-calorie one that
I start with every day.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
Yeah, that's
good
what I do
you.
Every day. Right, especially because it's Fiber One. It's good for me.
Right.
Then I have my Polio string cheese around 9:30 in the morning.
It's questionable, but you
it's
do it every day.
Calories.
Is it only 60 calories?
Yes, that's why I have it.
What about when you have five of them?
I only have one. I do.
All right, I'm going to give you that one. But yesterday. Yeah, what happened after you left here?
No, how about what happened when we were both here and they brought in all those muffins?
Well,
did you even forget the muffins?
I did. It's not on my list.
Right. There was a giant muffins here that we were brought to, you know, keep us happy.
Local place, local bistro. Thank you very much. They were delicious.
Yeah. And I ate half of a giant mystery muffin that was delicious and approximately 400 calories.
Yeah. I warned you about the mystery muffin, too. Now, here's the thing. Cutting a muffin or a bagel in half is always weird to me anyways. Or a donut. Like, who are these people? But now you've got the fact that you don't know who cut it in half. You don't know how they touched it. You don't know what they're doing with their hands. I can't believe you put it in your mouth, frankly.
I ate only half.
I'm going to give you a failing grade for that.
Okay. But then I went home and I almost burst into tears.
Okay.
Because I had been saving from the night before a half a corned beef pastrami sauerkraut Swiss sandwich for
worth
sweet
saving.
Potato fries.
Yes, worth saving.
And I thought my husband ate it.
Right.
So I had an unnecessary meltdown at the refrigerator.
Okay.
To when he yelled to me that he did not eat it. And then I remember that I hid it downstairs in the downstairs refrigerator because he would never find it there. So I went downstairs.
So you went downstairs and you ate what?
I ate a half a corned beef pastrami sauerkraut Swiss sandwich with sweet potato fries, approximately 890 calories.
Well, listen, the day before it was St. Patrick's Day, so you still get a pass on that one.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Then I had four chocolate rice cakes to make up for the fact that I felt bad about eating that sandwich that wasn't good and covered in butter.
But they are rice cakes,
right?
So they're still good for you.
Then I started making dinner and I ate some Pringles while I was making dinner
because
I was hungry.
No.
While I was eating.
Oh. And how many Pringles did you have? Because you can't just have one.
They're so deceiving.
Did you eat the whole two?
At least half of the two.
You ate the whole two. If you said at least half, ate at least like three quarters.
It's hard to put your hand in there. It's so hard. The Pringles
five left
so
and
narrow.
Crumbs left in there now, and you were like, maybe I ate them.
And then
that's
for
a
dinner,
fail.
We had teriyaki steak, shishito peppers, green beans, waffle fries, and then we had leftover Carvel chocolate crumb cake.
The teriyaki by itself would have been okay. You had some veggies on there.
And
why are there waffle fries associated with that?
Because you have to have a carb with your dinner. You have to.
Not according to certain rules.
Oh.
All right. You want to know what I had? Hold on. It was so long. Your explanation of yours was so long that my phone actually closed and I have to pull my list back up.
I told you. I'm going
to
gain 19 pounds. The COVID-19 pounder.
As you said, I started the day with an apple. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
One gigantic iced coffee, which is not great, but I've cut my coffee consumption in half because they told me that I'm going to have a heart attack. So
sure.
That's also good. I had four slices of cheese with two sandwiches, ham and turkey, and extra mayo.
Oh.
All right, not so good. Yeah. Each one of those, by the way, worth about 890 calories.
Good.
I didn't even use Miracle Whip. What's wrong with me? I had a cup of shells and cheese. My wife broke into the stash yesterday, the emergency stash. She's like, you got a lot of stuff in there. I made shells and cheese for breakfast. I was like, what is happening here? So then I had to eat a cup of it, too, to just feel like she wasn't alone.
Disgusting.
Two sausage sandwiches for dinner. Yeah.
Two? Why?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they were smaller bread.
Okay.
You know, the bread limitations, and it was terrible. The bread, the sourdough
was
no good.
You told me you didn't need to have carbs.
But they were pretty, well, it was part of the, I didn't have extra carbs on top of it.
Oh,
I get a better grade than you on that.
All right.
And then I had 8 stolen sips of Coca-Cola.
Because,
you know, every time I walk past the fridge, if there's a 2-liter in there, I got to hit it.
Right.
So I know that that's a fail.
Right.
And then I had another apple to wrap up the day.
What? Why did you bother with the other apple? You didn't
850.
I watched you eat a giant muffin. It's not even on your list.
850. I like to get another apple and something sweet before I go to bed.
Here's what I know. No matter how this ends with the coronavirus, we're all going to emerge with roots down to our ears
because
we can't get our hair done anymore. Our nails are going to be a hot mess.
Uh-huh.
My eyelashes, which are fake, will no longer exist.
Right.
And we're all going to be significantly heavier.
I mean, it sounds like America every day.
Yep.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.